As most of you know, my wife Tiffany passed away a few days ago, and last week we were very blessed and able to go out to Utah for our son's sealing. And seeing Sister Ship crying there, I'm not going to look at you, Sister Ship, because I'm determined not to cry today. She got an opportunity to bear her testimony to my family and her family. And I felt that it would be appropriate today to do that, to share that with you. The purpose of our testimony meetings is to help us increase our faith and strengthen our testimonies, and so that's what I intend to do today. Normally, I just get up, get right to the point, bear my testimony, and sit down, but I will take a little bit of liberty to do today and share her testimony with you as well. And one other thing I wanted to mention is, shortly after she passed away, I needed to make a decision if we were going to have a memorial service here in Katy. She has tons of family in Utah, and her family had expressed a desire to do the funeral service in Utah, which would make it much easier for them to be there. And I was reading in the handbook that the purpose of funeral services in the church is actually the same as testimony meetings. It's not to go through a person's life and talk about the person. It's really to focus on the plan of salvation and the atonement and help us strengthen our testimonies. And that's why the funeral services are run that way in the church. So I decided not to do a memorial service here or a funeral service here for the following reason: that many of you know over the last few months, Tiffany made such an effort to share her testimony. Just a month ago, she came up here and she almost fell down. Her legs were getting weak and she bore her testimony. She's taught Relief Society the last couple months when she was very sick and shared her testimony there. So that's really the legacy that she left us while she was with us, is that she bore her testimony and showed us through her example what she believed in and she lived that. So what she said, two weeks ago, many of you came to our home and sang Christmas carols to her, and that was just a very spiritual experience, a wonderful thing. So we've been blessed by having her with us and feeling of her testimony. What she shared with her family, my family, last week was regarding covenants. And she said that when we make covenants with Heavenly Father, He always gives us power and protection and knowledge. And she related when Alma was teaching about 150 people that were following him after Abinadi had taught him the gospel, they went to the waters of Mormon, and he said, "What have you against making a covenant with God that you'll mourn for those that mourn and help those that are in need and strengthen those that are feeling weak? And in exchange for that, receive eternal life," is essentially what he was saying. And the people were so happy with that, they wanted to make that covenant with God, and they clapped their hands and they were all baptized. And she, you know, many of you have prayed for her. Her family has prayed for her. And she expressed how, as we have prayed for her, her ward family has prayed for her. That is a form of you keeping your covenants that you made at baptism. And she felt so strengthened by that. So her testimony is that as we keep our covenants, our baptismal covenants, for those of us who are priesthood holders, our priesthood covenants, those of us who have been to the temple, our temple covenants, which there are many, the blessings are tremendous. Heavenly Father takes care of us. And that's the path to eternal life. That's the path that really fulfills the plan of happiness, is through those covenants that we make as we progress through our life. Now, I'd like to add my testimony as well. A year and a half ago, after Tiffany was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer, she already had, when we found out about it, she had like 12 tumors in her liver already, and 5 of them were actually quite large. The doctors were thinking even if she got, you know, traditional therapy, that she might live for about 5 or 6 months, which of course she lived a year and a half, and we're very grateful for that. And I remember we had a bishopric meeting shortly after we found out about it, and Bishop McLean prayed and asked for the miracle of healing for Tiffany. And so I went home before church started, and I did some research on, you know, what is that all about, the miracle of healing? And Elder Oaks says that there's three components to receiving healing. One of them is you do all you can do. Everything that you can do, you do that. The other one is having faith. You need to have faith. And the third one is that if it's God's will that you're healed. So all of those three things need to come into account for us to receive the miracle of healing. And I remember bearing my testimony to you at the time, and I explained that. And I said, of course we're doing everything we can do. I know Tiffany has the faith to be healed. Her family does. Our ward does. So those two things we're good with. The question mark was, what is God's will? And I didn't know. And I actually really didn't know until this week what it was. I just never received inspiration on that. But we did. We had the faith, and we did everything we could do. And I told you at the time, and I say it today even more firmly and strongly, that no matter what God's will is, no matter what the outcome of this is, no matter what the outcome is, my faith is going to stay intact. Because I believe firmly that Heavenly Father will grant us His will. And if His will isn't what we want, it's because He has something better in store for us. And we may not understand it, honestly, right this minute. I don't understand what it is, but I trust Him and I have faith that what is going to happen, and the reason this all happened, is because it's for the best. And that's my testimony to you, that we can trust Heavenly Father. We have faith in Him. My faith is so much stronger today than it was even a year and a half ago, and I felt like it was pretty strong then. So I can testify to you that Heavenly Father is very loving. He's very kind. And when we turn to Him and we're in our difficulties and our trials, He blesses us. And still, even if we don't get what we want, you know what? The best thing to want is what His will is, because that's going to be the best thing for us. I testify to you that the power of the atonement overcomes sin and it overcomes physical death. That the plan of salvation is a wonderful gift that Heavenly Father has given to us. He gives us peace. He gives us direction. And it's just a wonderful thing. He's very kind. He loves us, all of us. And this is my testimony to you. And I share it with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.